Okay, I'm going to get into what events that are developing in Hong Kong and make it political, and I'm going to do that on Thursday. But Taiwan special, first one for the week. No, in the help thing. I said I'd talk about that. I'll talk about that tomorrow, Wednesday. But today, Tuesday, I'm going to talk about a conversation that I had last night with an 8-year-old. I'm teaching him Bible. We read the story of Moses and the burning bush. So it's interesting because we got to talk about what the rod is. Because pardon me, okay, I'm going to do biblical perspective, but you know me, I don't preach. I'm a Bible thumper. I'm Bibled up. My nickname in high school was Ned for Ned Flanders. I could do it. A doodly doo. I can do the hidey ho neighbor. I could do it. And I deserved it, and that's just me. And so pardon me if I need to pull out my Bible and hear it thump around. And if that bothers you, just don't be alarmed. I'm not going to try to sell you anything. I'm not a sell a televangelist. So God's word, the thing we're talking about, what happened was this kid's older brother broke the family computer. He dropped it on the floor, could have fixed the screen for 1,000 Taiwan dollars, 30 US bucks. But then he grabbed the computer and bent it more. So we're talking up to 300 US dollars in damage. So initial, he threw the computer on the ground, 30 bucks in damage. Then he did more to it and it multiplied it by 10, 300 bucks in damage. Just get a new computer. Really, really sad. And I said to the 8-year-old after reading the story of Moses and the burning bush, and I said, now realize English is this kid's second language. I mean, you know, the only reason let me teach a kid's Bible is because they're hoping for a way for him to practice his English. And he, you know, it's funny because not long ago, I was talking to this kid about how to not be an angry blue mouse. You know, the four little mice? There's a free video YouTube video thing. It's my book. It's my children's illustrated book. It's a great book. You'd love it. But you can read it without the pictures, or you can watch the video with the pictures. It's a book. You can get the paper book on Amazon. Four Little Mice by written and illustrated by Jesse Steele. And there's a blue mouse who wants everything to be okay. He wants everyone to get along. And this kid is one of the, he's a blue mouse. He's the one that wants everyone to get along. And sometimes we can, I think I talked about this a few weeks ago, that the angry blue mouse who gets mad if you don't give him peace served on a silver platter and then he goes and vomits all over everybody. Well, this kid, I gave him a talk about it once. He was mad that his brother got to have a drink before he got to have the same drink. And I said, don't be an angry blue mouse. Don't be an angry blue mouse. Choose to be happy. Choose to be happy. It's a choice. It's hard, but it makes you strong when you can do it, like standing up and walking for the first time. And so here we are, months later, and the kid is happy. His brother destroyed the family computer. And he's not all beside himself, this younger kid. And I said, do you know why your brother broke the computer? He said, because he wanted to play on his phone and his dad wouldn't give him a phone. I said, no, that's not why. He broke the computer for another reason. You know what it is? And he took the words right out of my mouth. Because he is angry. He said, that's right. I said, why is he angry? Why is your older brother angry? He said, because he wants to play on the phone and dad won't get. I said, nope, that's not why. That's not why he's angry, angry like this. I'm angry about things and I don't break computers. I want to play on my phone and I don't break the computer. That's not why he broke the computer, wanting to play on the phone and being angry. Why does he have this kind of anger? And he thought and thought and thought. And the little happy blue mouse said, because he must choose on the inside. And I said, that's right. And I told him up front, there are two reasons why he's so angry. One, he must choose on the inside. There we have it. The little blue mouse who learned to be happy figured it out. All right, great. So, I said, what's the second? I said, second reason. I said, you're not going to get this. So I'm just going to tell you, this is a weird Jesse idea. No one would want to come up with this on their own. I said, half of the, we only become angry because of a choice, but it's much, and this is what I'm going to talk about today. It's much easier to make the choice to be happy if we have something else properly lined up in our lives. I said, look at Moses and the bush. God said, let my people go. He said, well, Moses, go to Pharaoh and tell him this. He didn't say yell it. He didn't say, go tell Pharaoh that he's an ugly face and he'd better let my people go or else. He didn't say that. He said, tell him, let my people go so that they may go to the desert and worship me. Well, I mean, Egypt is a religious country. They understand the idea of worshiping a god. They have many. So, in fact, that's interesting because they never interfered in Egypt with Israel's worship of Jehovah, of Yahweh. They tried to kill the Jews, but they never interfered with their worship of God. So God was appealing to, here, this is Bible preacher time. So God was appealing to something, to a value that Pharaoh had. Let them worship. You Egyptians understand, love that, and let them do that. Let them worship me in the desert. Well, God said it. I explained to this kid. He goes, okay. And I said, but Pharaoh doesn't do it. He said, that's right. I said, so God says it. He's not angry. He just says it, and you understand it clearly. And then, if you don't do it, God will make sure somehow it gets done. God will say it and then do it. And that was a lesson. I said, there's a say and there's a do. And I said, God said it. And then I wrote said and I drew a little circle. And then underneath that, I said, there's do. And I drew an arrow down to the circle. The circle was well below down the page, if you're interested in graphics. So I've said, there's another way to look at this. There's the word and there's the rod. And I looked at the picture of Moses in the burning bush and Moses with the sheep there in the page before. And I said, you see, that's a rod. And the kid knew all about the rods and the sheep, and the big crook in the shepherd's staff is able to pick up a sheep and carry it and stuff. And also able to nudge the sheep very gently without hurting them, just kind of push them back to the flock. Sheep know what's going on. I even showed him the picture of the sheep talking to the shepherd from New Zealand. What? Tell me your problems. Meh. Who do you want? Who do you want to vote for? Meh. Vote for me? Meh. Oh, I don't, you know. So he, sheep are really funny. I said, the sheep know the shepherd's voice. They won't answer to anybody else. They'll only talk back to the shepherd. And they're stupid. They have no idea what he's saying, but they'll talk to him if they hear him talking to them, because they love their shepherd. And so first God speaks, there's the word, and the sheep answer the shepherd's word. This happens. Jesus talked about this phenomenon. Then there's the rod, and the rod will enforce the word. It moves the sheep around gently, but it will also beat a wolf. It's a big stick. So that was it. There's the word and the rod, and the word is clear, loving, understandable, and then there's the stick to enforce it and make it actually happen. And I said, these must be in balance. You say it once. The kid has a younger brother. I say, you know how many times I say it once. He said, no, you say it three times. First you say it, then you say it angry, and then you do it angry and give a spanking. And you have not, yes, I give the kids spankings with permissions of their parents, and they're incredibly happy. I don't do abuse. I'd be happy to make a video about it someday, about, like, maybe I should grab a doll and show the proper way to give a loving spanking. We should never abuse people. Never. But there is a proper way to make sure that people grow up to be happy and self-controlled. So I wonder if the government should have a spanking class, like the way to do it right, and measure the law by it. Prosecute parents who don't. Okay, all right. Maybe not. That's too, I don't want to get into that. Yes, you talk about spankings, people tend to freak out. And, you know, there's a proper, you know, the big issue with the bad spanking is you can't be angry. You have to have the word, not the anger. Not anger. There's no anger in there. There's word and there's rod. Even if you kill the wolf, you can't be angry at it because it'll cloud your judgment. You can't kill a wolf with your hate if you've only got nothing but a big stick. You can't hate the wolf. You can either hate the wolf or you can kill the wolf. You've got to have yourself emotionally together or else you can't lead. And who would beat their sheep anyway? You don't beat sheep. You got a big old stick. Just move them back. They'll go. They're stupid. They'll go blah, whatever you say, as long as you're not asking them to vote for you. So I'll, you know, love is not a tone. Couple thoughts on this. Oh, by the way, the kid got it. I said, how many times do I say it? He said, you say it 3 times, not one. You say it nicely, and then you say it loud. And the third time you say it while you're giving a spanking. And that's why my brother runs away from you the first time you say anything. And I said, yup, okay. And of course, these are really happy kids. They're just amazingly happy. I show up at the house to do Bible and they run outside and are so happy. The kids that I spanked last week, it's later. You know, the sheep going off on his own thing, ignoring you. You take your shepherd staff and move him right back over, give him a nudge. He's so happy and he loves it. You know, there's a right way. There's a right way. So love is not in a tone. It's in the balance of the instructive, useful, not angry, but useful, understandable word, and then the rod to move us or to kill the wolf, or at least beat him back and make him know that, go tell his wolf friends that you're not a shepherd to be messed with. Second thing is, just a thought, this week I read the book of Mark out loud. Great book, very short. Grab the Message Bible translation and just go read the entire book of Mark out loud. It'll take you an hour and a half, maybe less. Dripping parables. Jesus, this is just a thought and then I'll be done. Jesus would teach in parables because, as a gentle teaching shepherd, we're not ready to learn it all at once. No one can. Our brains aren't big enough. There are not enough millennium in a day in order to learn it all at once. It's why we have schools and grades and school years and at least 12 of them, hopefully 13 or 17. Maybe for some people. Not everybody needs to go to college. And who does preschool? What is it with that? Kids need to be home with their parents and their family. So, but Jesus would drip in parables. It's dripping, slowly, slowly explaining things to people. Tell them a story, and there's a lot that people can connect with the story, and they'll be able to absorb whatever people are ready to learn. They'll be able to learn it and absorb it from a story, and then they'll keep thinking about the story, and once they've learned that part of the story, they've absorbed this teaching idea, whatever, a valuable idea from the story, they keep thinking about the same story, and they'll learn something else. It's teaching in a way that it can be absorbed. And of course, Jesus also said he taught in parables so that some people would never understand him. But those are the people who don't want any help, and that's what we're going to talk about tomorrow. See you then.